two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Shaleo, sitting in for Jeff Kaplan. We have breaking news this afternoon. We've been telling you multiple high school students are dead in Michigan after a shooter opened fire on campus this afternoon. Let's go live to Michigan, where authorities are speaking about what happened right now.
Three students, a 16-year-old male, a 14-year-old female, and a 17-year-old female. We also have eight others that were shot. In various stages at three different hospitals, McLaren, Lapeer, McLaren, Pontiac, and St. Joe's in Pontiac. The two people are currently in surgery, do not have their condition. The other six are all in stable condition with various gunshot wounds. The suspect, like I said, 15 years old, student of Oxford High School, lives in the village of Oxford. And if there's, Governor, if you want to say anything, and then I'll take any questions after that.
Well, I just appreciate the quick response of all of our first responders. My heart goes out to the families. This is an unimaginable tragedy. I hope that we can all rise to the occasion and wrap our arms around the families, the affected children and school personnel, and this community. It is an unimaginable tragedy, and I just wanted to be here because I think this is an important moment for us to support one another, to support this community, and I want to thank our first responders again.
Take limited questions. Again, we'll have much more detail tonight at 10. I can tell you we're still actively working the scene. Our forensic lab is here, multiple detectives. We had over 100 sheriff's deputies and patrol cars and unmarked cars respond, plus a huge amount of patrol cars from other area agencies that I listed prior to this.
Anything new on motivation as to what might have motivated him to do this?
I'm sorry, sir?
Anything new on what might have motivated him?
We don't have a motive at this point in time. We are still investigating that.
Mike, what do you know about possible warning signs we're hearing from students and parents?
We're hearing all kinds of rumors about warning signs. I can tell you that we have a school liaison deputy that's assigned to the high school. I'm not aware of, and we are not aware of, any warnings. If there were, I can tell you we're very closely with Tim Thurl and the superintendent and the principal at the school. If there were, I got to believe they would have told us. There's all kinds of stuff out on social media. Please don't believe everything you hear and see on social media. I've seen one screenshot of something about allegedly the shooter warning people not to come to school today, but that was somebody that got it from somebody. So please be careful with that information. There's a lot of, you know, because of social media, there's a lot of stuff out there. I can't confirm whether it's true or not. Ultimately, we will get to the bottom of this. We're executing a search warrant at the suspect's house. As I said, he's not cooperating with us at this point in time.
So you have made contact with the parents? Can you say what they are talking about yet? Have you had a chance to talk to
them? We have talked to the parents, and all I can tell you is they didn't want their son to talk to us, and they've hired an attorney.
Was the student in school in class today? Or did
yes, he was in class today, yes.
The shooting happened in the school.
Most of the shootings, as my understanding, is in the south end of the school. I can't tell you specifically if it was in a classroom, or we will have more detail for you at 10 o'clock tonight.
Do we know the students that were shot? Were they in the hallway in the classroom with them? Do we know any more details on where
I can't tell you that because I don't know.
Were they targeted specifically?
We don't know if they were targeted. We will get to the bottom of that as we get further into this investigation.
Whose weapon was it?
I'm sorry?
This quick response obviously saved many lives.
Absolutely. I can tell you, Oxford Community Schools and our office have trained multiple times on active shooters. This school district's been very good in training their personnel and their students on active shooters.
I think it's too early to talk about policies that might need to change as a result of this. We're relying on law enforcement to share information as it is available, but at this point I think we need to focus on the tragedy at hand in the moment.
How did you hear about this, Governor? Can you just talk to us about when you heard about this?
My team has been in communication with Dave Coulter and leadership here in Oakland County, the Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, and so I heard pretty quickly, but obviously.
And you've been listening to a news conference on KSL News Radio. This coming to us out of Michigan, where there was a deadly school shooting today. Multiple students shot at Oxford High School. They do have a 15-year-old who is in custody, but is not cooperating, not letting police know any sort of motive. We do not know if any of those students were targeted. We will continue to bring you the very latest on this story here at KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 3:05. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots in the drive?
We do have an accident. This is going to be on I-80, and it is blocking traffic. If you're traveling westbound, the crash is as you're approaching State Street. Plan to get over into the center and left lanes to get around it. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And still to come on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, Jeff is talking about his airport workout. His minute of news is up next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.